Procter & Gamble have opened up their innovation. The old model is your most precious resource goes out the elevator every night, human capital. Well, human capital is sure important, but it doesn't have to be inside the boundaries of the company. So P&G is looking for a molecule that will take red wine off the shirt. You do the math. They have 7,000 chemists inside their boundaries and a million outside that are organized into idea agoras. That's my word, okay? An idea agora is an agora or a market for ideas, idea agora. It's an open market for uniquely qualified minds. And sure enough, there's a retired chemist in London or a grad student in Taipei that comes up with a molecule. P&G pays them a couple £100,000. A fabulous new product. How do you get the chemist inside to want to find the solution outside? Wouldn't you have the NIH syndrome, non-inventive ear syndrome? You know that? Well, they change the compensation system. You get comp for innovation rather than whether or not you did it yourself. Rather than NIH, they call it the PFE syndrome, proudly found elsewhere.